help if I turn the mics on, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. Tapas.
Tapas. New Year edition.
Exactly the same as last year.
New year, new you. Not new us.
No.
Same us.
Same old.
How long that intro is?
Very long. That's probably the longest one we've got, isn't it?
One of.
But play that a couple of times. Play that as the intro and outro.
Yeah.
We've got like 5 minutes covered there.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what people want to hear after all.
Exactly. Not us two crets.
No.
Less of us, more just music. General music.
It's your rap name, isn't it?
General music, yeah.
Dress up in army gear.
What's general music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be known as Lieutenant Music, but got better.
Doesn't
so
work.
Got better, so.
Lieutenant Music changes. Doesn't work at all.
Well.
Does then it?
What's higher, General or Major? What's higher rank?
Major, I think.
So now I'm General Music.
Yeah.
Then I've probably changed to Major Music.
Give it up for Lieutenant Music. I don't understand the joke. Yay! Well, everyone,
you will in 10 years.
One day I'll be General Music and... Right, guys, who's with me?
Hey, what's he gonna? What kind of music is he gonna play though? Probably just general music.
One day maybe, but not yet because he's still a lieutenant. What does lieutenant music sound like? Don't really know. I haven't really thought this through.
No, I haven't actually done any songs yet. Just came up with a name. Oh, it's in the rubbish name. Boom! Thank you very much. Let's hear it for Lieutenant Music.
Get off me, hey, you look stupid as well.
You're dead.
Your face.
Better watch your back.
Your face is bad. Your bad face. Very poor face.
It was a short-lived music career, wasn't it?
In a way.
Very short-lived.
In a way.
Yes.
Yes.
So you watched Dumb and Dumber the other day?
I did watch Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber 2, sorry. Let's not confuse Dumb and Dumber 2 with Dumb and Dumber 1.
Or Dumb and Dumberer.
Well, I've never watched that.
Which is another supposed sequel, but isn't actually.
It's prequel, wasn't it?
Different actors. Sorry, yeah, prequel.
Prequel.
Whereas this is a sequel.
Yeah.
And it's 20 years ahead of time.
It's one of those sequels that you watch and you think... I wish I could have gouged my eyes out before I started watching this.
Right.
And sort of, you know, smashed my own brain in so that I wouldn't remember any of it.
The biggest, I think the hardest thing to swallow for me is, and I was a massive fan of Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah. First one, absolute classic.
I've seen it tons of times.
Yeah, still
and I've always been a huge fan of Jim Carrey.
Mm.
Not so much Jeff Daniels, but then he hasn't done as much comedy as Jim Carrey has, but I've always been a huge Jim Carrey fan, and I love that movie. And what cuts most deeply to the bone is that after all this time, they agreed to make a sequel, and yet what they've produced treads the exact same ground as the first one did, only poorly.
It's basically the same loose story, isn't it?
It's not even like they tried to kind of go out on a limb and do something risky and different, and then it didn't come off. They could almost be forgiven for that.
Yeah.
What they've actually done is a complete by-the-numbers rehash, joke for joke a lot of the time.
Joke for joke, and the storyline is exactly the same.
It's kind of the same. It's got all the same elements.
Something happens, they have to go on this little road trip.
Yeah, with a bad
guy. With a guy, and, you know, and bang, 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 same things happen.
Yeah.
You know. And then just the same joke, slightly different.
Well, all the same joke. The same jokes come. It's like a checklist. If you were to watch Dumb and Dumber 1 and note down all the best jokes that you thought and put a little checkbox next to them and then go and watch Dumb and Dumber 2, you would check off most of them on that list.
But just they were just thrown. A lot of them were just thrown in randomly.
Yeah.
Like they didn't exactly. fit. They didn't fit at all. Exactly, it's just like, no, oh, where can we put this? I don't know. It doesn't really fit in the film. Yeah, no, just stick it in. It
doesn't matter because I've got a checklist here and there's a few ticks missing.
Yeah.
And they just need to be worked in. Well, we've already wrapped. Yeah, I know, but get Jim and Jeff back.
Yeah.
We'll film it somewhere anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter if it doesn't match the location.
Just cut, outside scene cuts to a guy in a Jim Carrey in a basement.
Green screen it.
Spraying Leah the thing out
exactly,
of his mouth.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we'll green screen it, do the thing with the spray, and then I'll tell you what will happen. This cannot fail. I've seen this done many times before.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Look at the Anchorman sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, they absolutely lapped that up. Yeah. This is bound to work. At no point during the Anchorman sequel did someone go, well, hang on a sec, aren't these all the same, mainly the same jokes they did the first time around? No, surely not.
Isn't this just a poor copy of the first film?
Yeah.
You know, many years later, people aren't gonna go for that. No, they love the first film, so they'll definitely love this.
Yeah,
but that's not really how it works, is it? People love the first film because it's
awesome.
It hasn't happened before.
Yeah,
it's new. It's like new jokes.
Yeah,
if you just do the same jokes again,
yeah,
but in a slightly poorer way,
yeah,
it's not funny.
Do you know, the formula for a joke is that it catches you by surprise.
Yeah.
It takes you in a different direction. It sets up a premise and then it takes you in a different direction to what you expected it to go in. And it's funny.
Yeah.
And that's what a joke is. Mm. A joke isn't, well, remember that joke I told last week? Well, basically the same as that, but with a dog instead. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
You remember you laughed the first time, didn't you?
That's why these, sketch shows do so well for, you know, many, many, many series. Because, you know, they're just rehashing the same thing over and over. It gets boring.
Yeah.
First series, you know, something like Little Britain. Funny, brilliant, great, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny characters.
Yeah.
Oh, that funny character, he's going to do that catchphrase again. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's coming. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, three or four series down the line, so, no one gives a crap.
Yeah, it literally...
Oh, right.
It's arrogant.
Different scenario.
It's really arrogant.
Yeah, here comes a catchphrase. Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that now 50 times.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, just it's just that is the same formula. Doing a film with that same stuff in doesn't work.
Same old catchphrases.
Absolutely pointless.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
20p, mate.
Newswatch. Perfect.
By the way, I just,
do you see now that is humour because you weren't expecting that until it was right on the edge.
Ironic.
And then you're like, oh, I know what he's going to do now. Boom, do it. Yep. Set the expectation, anticipation, landed it. You laughed. If you didn't, banned from the show.
Yeah. Can I just throw something in quickly while we're talking about films? They're doing a Ghostbusters 3, aren't they?
Please no.
Yes. I was reading about it the other day.
Please.
I didn't know if I was behind times on it. Don't look at anything yet. I'm going to tell you the premise, okay? This is what they've sort of given us so far.
All right.
Ghostbusters 3,
it's
a reimagining, so not a reboot or anything. So it's not in the Ghostbusters universe or anything like that. It's basically, it's going to be like the first one where nobody knows if ghosts exist or whatever. Suddenly all these ghosts start popping up. Hey, who's going to sort this out? We need someone.
Right.
Who we're going to call Ghostbusters.
Bill Murray.
So you think, call Ray, Winston, Peter.
Can't call
Egon.
Can't call Egon.
Well, he might still be in it, in ghost form. That would be amazing if they did him as a cameo as a ghost.
Yeah.
Somehow. That would be fantastic.
I don't know how they could have done that.
CG. That's what he'd want, yeah. That's what he'd want, surely. But anyway.
I think it's actually insulting to say that. He probably wouldn't want it.
I would, actually. If I was him.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd be like,
don't rehash my amazing work.
Yeah, well, but...
Because didn't he write Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, listen to that. This will sicken you to your very core.
I'm already sickened to my core.
They're redoing it, so it's reimagining whatever. The four Ghostbusters...
Yeah.
Four women.
Okay. Interesting.
So they're not going with, you know, four guys again, which I thought was the whole point of, you know, I thought that's what made it funny.
Why?
Because it was four guys sort of bumbling around, didn't really know what they're doing, you know, each character was slightly different, and it was funny. Because, you know, they were like... Peter was chasing after Sigourney Weaver and stuff like that. You know, he's a bit of a ladies' man. That was quite funny.
Yeah.
You know, and the way they all, you know, Egon was a complete geek and stuff, yep, and all that sort of stuff. And I just, it's not going to work. Like, it's not.
Why not?
It's just not going to work. Because it's just going to be stupid jokes that aren't funny.
Who's in it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think one of them is that...
Can we look it up now?
Yeah, well, I think one of them is that Australian girl, quite big, with blonde hair.
Oops.
But I just don't see the point of it. I don't see the point of why change it. Why make it three?
Well, because
women,
it's something different. This is what I was saying earlier about going out on a limb. Her. She's hilarious, though. She's hilarious. She's funny.
Yeah, but
don't know who that is.
What's the point?
Melissa McCarthy, is it?
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig. They're both really funny. Emma Stone's quite funny. I don't know who Cardi
They are funny,
is.
Yes. Fine. Be funny in another film. Be funny in Ghost, but like, leave Ghostbusters alone.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
No, I understand that because it's...
Like, I get it.
They are four guys.
Yeah.
It's
that's the Ghostbusters.
Although it's not quite... I was going to say, is it a little bit like what they did with Thor, where they changed Thor into a woman for no apparent reason? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, you've told me about that, which is just unbelievable.
They're doing all sorts of stuff like that, and it's like, well, it doesn't make sense because he's not a woman, he's a man, and his character is the epitome of masculinity.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he is, or that's my interpretation.
Yeah, he's a god, isn't he?
But
he's
Thor is a specific character, whereas in this, are they saying that they're essentially the same characters, or are they a new
universe? It's going to be, which, like the other characters, never existed.
Right.
It's like if Ghostbusters just came out, this is what it would be.
Okay.
Four women fighting ghosts.
I mean...
It's not going to work. I just don't see the point of it.
Yeah.
If you're going to remake Ghostbusters, do it in the future when they're a bit older or something, or do something else, or remake the first one or something, but do it, you know. Don't do that because it'd be crap.
The last I heard was that Bill Murray and some of the other guys were going to be back in it as mentors.
Yeah. But I think they've scrapped that now.
But, well, Google reckons that he's still in it as Peter Venkman.
Mm.
But I don't know. I mean,
from what I read, it was like not a reboot or anything like that. It was a reimagining. So the original characters never existed.
The more sequels that come out, the more jaded I become about ever seeing a sequel of something, ever.
Well, it's just, there's the last...
I just don't want to do it.
The last 10 years, 5 to 10 years, they've taken pretty much every good film that we grew up with and just turned it into a pile of turd.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And they're about to do the same with Jurassic Park, I think. I don't think the new Jurassic Park's going to be good.
No, of course
the trailer, I think, doesn't look good at all. No. I've had people say to me, oh, no, but it's going to be great. The trailer might not do it justice. It's going to be great. I mean, the trailer for Jurassic Park, I think it looks like it gives away too many of the best bits. I mean, obviously, I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but they show some pretty, like, spectacular effects in it, which is what, if I had to be cynical about it, I'd say that's probably one of the main things it's going to be riding on the back of, is the effect.
Well, that's where the first one sort of, you know, that was it, that selling point, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's also a brilliant story by Michael Crichton. So this is kind of riding on the back of the fact that it's got that guy out of Parks and Rec, which everyone loves.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Chris Pratt.
He's quite good, but fine. I mean...
Yeah, he's all right.
A movie like this shouldn't ride on the back of a character. Look what happened in Jurassic Park 2. They tried to just make... They tried to just get... what's his name? The really weird guy with the black curly hair.
Johnny Depp?
No. Johnny Depp wasn't in Jurassic Park 2?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I lost interest after Jurassic Park 1.
Jurassic Park 2, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah.
It was all about him. It was like, he is not a lead character. Even if he was great, it was a really weak story.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be good enough.
Any film is crap without a good story. I don't know why this isn't, realised. You can take any film, throw tons of money at it, any actor you want, any special effects you want.
Yeah.
If the story's crap, it's still going to be crap.
Unless it's... I think the one possible exception to that... The hell's that?
Just some banging. Just general banging.
is maybe a comedy where it's like some iconic comedic actor who you love or who's got a cult following. That's unreal, isn't it?
Someone's banging the door down.
Hold on, so be quiet a sec. I wouldn't be surprised if that was picking up on the mic. say like a lesser known... why am I just drawing blanks at the moment? Say a lesser known Jim Carrey movie, right, or yeah, a lesser known whoever the guy in Anchorman called movie. What's the guy's name? My brain's
Will
failing
Ferrell.
Me. Will Ferrell movie. Point is that people would be like, "That's hilarious because Will Ferrell's hilarious. Jim Carrey's hilarious." Yes, they are. And actually, seeing them do stupid stuff without a good story, you might get a pass because possibly a lot of their stuff they do in movies with good stories is actually improvised anyway. Right, so comedy maybe.
Possibly.
But this, even the trailer makes me think the script is crap. Like the opening scene, listen to this. The opening scene is a joke.
I'm really proud of you for going on this trip.
Okay, so they're in an airport and some woman is talking to some kid.
You're going to have so much fun. And remember, if something chases you, run.
All right. What?
Typical teen as well, stood by like, oh yeah, I don't want to do anything.
He's got his headphones around his neck.
Hood up, headphones around the neck. Oh, yeah, standard. I hate life. Yeah.
Excuse me, are there any teenagers in this movie? Oh, yes, there are. Here's one. He's got a hood up and headphones on. Yeah. He's obviously a teenager. Yeah.
Is he annoyed because he's grown up in a rich family? And, yeah. You know, he just wants to break free and do what he wants.
He's so impressed by his dad. Yeah. He's underappreciated.
What a horrible childhood he must have had with all that money and, you know, like his parents giving a crap about him. Oh, damn, the cards he's been dealt.
Not though, judging on one frame of the movie.
We can tell.
If something chases you, run.
Right. So skipping ahead. The premise is the park is now open.
Yeah.
Which actually, I'm on board with that.
So they've sorted out all the problems, have they?
Apparently they've sorted out all the problems.
They've like, what, they've just tranked all the dinosaurs. T-Rex no longer wants to kill everything. That's all fine now, is it?
It's all CGI or something.
So dinosaurs now that they've got don't want to kill stuff.
Well,
because from what I knew, dinosaurs always wanted to kill stuff. They're just animals that need to eat, so they were always hunting.
Like ducks, like swans.
Yeah. So how has that changed now then? How have they sort of
hypnotized
them?
They've exhausted the believability of let's go back for one last crack of the whip. Let's go back to that island again.
Yeah.
Sam Neill, Alan Grant.
Yeah.
You up for it? I'd really rather not.
The last few times haven't worked out great. Yeah, but no, but this time it'll be all right.
It'll be honestly.
We've taken all precautions.
Honestly.
Like, there's just a few of us going to go over.
I knew you were going to say
barely
it.
Any supplies.
Yeah.
You know.
The traveling light.
Don't know if there's much radio contact once we get there or whatever, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, we can just all just go and, you know. Just, you know, we're not the same things that would happen again, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
What are the chances?
We'll do exactly the same as we've done before. And it didn't work out that time, but this time, when we do exactly the same,
essentially,
it'll work out fine.
But at least this time, it's like the park's open. Okay, fine.
Mm.
Like, that's the most interesting angle for me that I can think of.
Right.
But the thing is, it's only going to go one way.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Unless
the whole film is just, oh, the park's open yet.
This is fantastic.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, well done. Well, thank you for an absolutely brilliant day. Yeah.
I mean, that was fun. I mean, we had a great picnic. Did you see the feeding? Yeah. They're throwing the little sheep up there.
Exit through the gift shop.
Yeah. Buy a little cuddly dinosaur. Yeah. Straight home.
Yeah. This is fantastic. Quality of this toy dinosaur is actually absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Leave a brilliant review on TripAdvisor.
Exactly, That's the ending credits.
Roll credits.
Yeah. Boom, done. Yeah, I imagine that is
pretty much
what's going to happen.
I think so. So people going around the park in all sorts of different technologies.
It's futuristic, isn't it?
Monorails. And now there's a big, whale park kind of SeaWorld type thing. Lots of people sat in this sort of semicircular stand. Now, ironically, there's a big shark hanging above the pool. So it's not a shark show. It's not a killer whale show. No. There's actually a big animal hanging.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here?
Who knows?
Oh, wait a second. There's a really badly done CGI dinosaur coming out of the water. Is it just me, or does that look crap?
Not the best I've ever seen. But then it is only the trailer, so...
No, but that is still final footage, though, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
That looks rubbish. It does not look like it's there.
We have learned more in the past decade from genetics than a century of digging up bones. A whole new frontier has opened up. We have our first genetically modified hybrid.
I'm out. At this point, I'm out.
Yeah, there's no need to, like, that's it. You've done it. The park's fine.
Yeah.
There's no need to make genetically modified hybrids. Why are they doing that?
What are you doing?
Like, and especially don't do it at the park. Do it in a research center somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, that you can instantly, as soon as something goes wrong, boom, shut it down.
Yeah.
You're not doing it at a theme park.
It needs to be treated with the same level of care as, like, the smallpox virus.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they dig that up again recently?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's in the most locked down of locked down places. Yeah. And if you wanted to destroy it, it'd be like, oh, can you just destroy that piece? Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Well, is it recoverable in any way with any of the technology we've got known to mankind so far? No, it's not. It's gone.
No.
Completely gone.
Yeah, it's underground. It's in a, you know, lead-lined room. Do it in there. No harm done if anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
Maximum, one or two people might die.
Yeah.
They know the risks.
Yeah.
They've signed up for it.
Yeah.
You know, they're not doing this at Chessington.
Yeah, but we can't study it if it's down there in the room. Oh, you can, actually, because I don't know if you know this, but we sent a rover to Mars. It didn't quite work out the way we planned, but we still got it there, and it was able to start collecting samples. Mm. I think you can do it in a lead room underground and use cameras as well.
Well, we can just do it
what
in the,
don't do...
Just do it in the office behind the gift shop.
Don't do it at Thorpe Park. Yeah,
there's no need for it to be there.
Yeah.
There's no need, in no way, shape or form, would any sort of scientific experiment be happening at a theme park. Like, no way on earth would that be happening. Especially something like this.
Categorically not.
Oh, well, what sort of experiments are you doing? Just sort of like, you know, experiments on plants and stuff.
Oh, so flavors, ice cream flavors.
We're just creating a mutant hybrid of two very, very extremely dangerous dinosaurs.
What?
Just a mutant genetically modified hybrid. What, of a T-Rex and a Velociraptor, I would presume? Yeah, yeah.
Hybrid.
Whatever the two most dangerous ones are, we're going to put those together.
Right.
Well, why don't you just start with...
For shows?
Just maybe start with ones that aren't dangerous.
For a TV show or...?
No, just, well, nothing really. Just research, just, you know.
Nothing.
start with ones that aren't dangerous. Start with two very small, very, you know, plant-eating... Not dangerous dinosaurs.
I think most dinosaurs are quite big.
Merge those together.
Yeah.
You can get smallish ones.
Chickens. Start with chickens.
Start with, anything.
Create a chicken.
Prehistoric chicken.
Modified chicken and a rabbit. No, wait a minute. No, even chickens can peck you.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Rabbit and an earthworm.
Yeah, perfect.
Do that. Start there.
Yeah. Then move on to the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's a spine in a... fluid thing that looks exactly like something out of Alien Resurrection.
Yeah.
You just went and made a new dinosaur? Probably not a good idea.
Oh, exposition. He's putting words into the audience's mouth there.
Probably not a good idea.
Oh, I agree with that as well. For a minute there, I was thinking this was a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Surely someone would have mentioned that at the beginning of the project, not just after it.
Like. Oh, flipping. I genuinely wish you'd said this. Like,
if you were at the kickoff meeting 10 years ago... Then, you know, maybe someone would have piped up, you know. This would have changed.
10 years ago.
Oh. I've got this great idea, right? We're going to merge these two dinosaurs together. Yeah. Extremely dangerous. We're going to do it at the theme park, just in a room.
Yeah.
You know. What, is it secure? Could be. Who knows?
Cleaners
come in every five days or so, but don't worry about that. Any objections? No, go ahead. Yeah, do it.
Has anyone asked Chris Pratt? Because he usually says these things aren't good ideas. Yeah, it'd be fine. It'd be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Almost 40 feet high. Really think she climbed out?
Depends.
On what?
what kind of dinosaur they cooked up in that lab. Evacuate the island.
Oh, he's in charge now, isn't he?
He was a visitor at the park 5 minutes
ago. He's not been consulted. Now he's in charge.
Yeah.
She's a highly intelligent animal.
Of course.
She will kill anything that moves.
Oh, God.
We did not see this coming.
So when you were...
Have you not seen the other Jurassic Park films?
When you were creating it, what was on your checklist for what you wanted to achieve? Extremely intelligent and will kill anything that moves. Tick, tick. Yeah, that's the kind of thing we want, I think.
Who came up with that
Are
list?
Are you sure?
This guy, new guy we hired. The one who was a mass murderer.
Yeah. Are you sure killing anything that
reformed
moves?
Reformed mass murderer.
Anything that moves is a good idea. Oh, well, I can't see why it wouldn't be a good idea.
That includes you, right? And me.
Oh, anything. Well, anything that moves.
Yeah, if you're going to get technical about it.
Yeah. Anything that, unless you're standing perfectly still forever,
even then
it will kill you.
It's not a T-Rex. Because yeah. At least the T-Rex. Remember the T-Rex that killed all. Remember all the other Remember all the other people that have died because of making dinosaurs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, those ones as well.
What's your point?
The ones that killed everyone else, they had really small brains.
Yeah.
This one, we've made it so it's really intelligent.
Yes.
So it can think better.
And?
It's better at killing.
These are genetically modified.
Mm.
You know, people love that. That looks terrible CGI as well.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, I feel personally, still going. No, I mean, that scene is unbelievable. I forgot about that scene.
I'm out, I'm not watching.
You've got raptors coming out of traps like Burst they're in the Grand National. Yeah. And now Chris Pratt's on a motorbike.
From the 1940s.
From the 1940s, he stole it off Terminator. And now he's riding with the raptor.
Yeah.
The raptors aren't like going, oh, there's a massive piece of meat there. I might just turn my head 90 degrees and take his head off.
No, I think I'll just run past him.
No, they're all on the same team now. Now there's teams.
There's teams. This is what I'm talking about. This is why it's just not worth it. Just come up with a new idea, please.
Jurassic Park was one of the first movies I saw, like action movies I saw at the cinema.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm biased because of that, because I was young and impressionable. And some people will say it wasn't all that. For me, it was all that. It was awesome.
And it was great because of the effects and stuff. It's stuff you'd never seen before.
Mm.
And you look back now and okay, it's a bit dated. But, you know, at the time, that was the pinnacle. You know, when effects and stuff, you hadn't seen
it still looks
special
good.
Effects like that before. Yeah. You know, nowadays, special effects you have on adverts are better than that.
Yeah.
But, and you
I don't know they are.
Yeah, they are. I watched Jurassic Park 1 recently.
It's pretty good
stuff. There's a bit where one of the velociraptors, like, comes up to the window on the door.
Yeah.
And it just looks like
But that was a puppet. That wasn't even CGI.
That's what it looks like.
Right.
It looks like a rubber, like, just some guy's got his hand and going,
yeah.
And then some other guy's got a claw, clawing at the door. Because there's one bit where it opens the door as well.
Yeah.
It opens that, it turns the handle and opens the door.
Yeah.
Which is just...
No, it's a lever handle.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it is.
Pretty sure it is.
Well, it opens the door anyway.
Yeah.
Which is just unbelievable.
Anyway.
Velociraptors don't open doors.
I'll go on record say it right now. I don't think it's going to be good. But I would love to be wrong. I'd love to be doing a show in 6 months saying, they made it amazing, but I just can't see it happening.
No, that's not going to happen. You're going to be very, very, very disappointed.
Mm.
And, you know, I'd love it. I'd love you not to be disappointed.
You love me.
I'd love you not to be disappointed.
You'd love me. What you're saying is you'd love me either way.
Yeah. I'll be here for you when you've watched it.
That's the thing. Verdict on Jurassic Park, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Any film that comes out now, we hate.
Mm.
In a way.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy is supposed to be good. You seen that?
Yeah, that was good, actually.
I will go and see that.
But again, not a remake, is it?
No.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Like you.
Something fresh. Poppin' fresh.
Poppin' fresh.
Create something poppin' fresh that's good.
Mm.
I'm in all the way. Love it.
Cool. I guess that's a show.
Yeah, aftertaste.
Thanks for listening to The Aftertaste, and thanks for subscribing to Tapas.
Bit of a film review aftertaste, this, wasn't it?
More stuff coming next week.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Send us your emails.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear from you, especially Tapas people. podcast@theabsolutepeach.com.
And just thanks for listening, generally.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting the show and enabling us to keep doing this show, because it is fun to do.
Yeah.
And
in a way.
Without you, after like 8 years of doing it, is it 8 years, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
We probably would have given up by now.
Yeah.
So cheers.
We're still here. Whether you want us to be on.
Yeah. Apparently you do, unless you've forgotten to cancel your thing.
Don't do that.
See you later.
Bye.